You're listening to Rocky Mountain Review on 90.5 FM at KCSU Fort Collins for Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Lee Zimpel, your news director.
And I am Tyler Weatherwax, your assistant news director. And we are the voices behind the Rocky Mountain Review news broadcast that airs every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
As always, we here at the Rocky Mountain Review strive to give you the most up-to-date, unbiased, and factual news. On today's show, researchers at CSU are helping predict severe weather. Tyler will tell you how. And more in campus news.
And Northern Colorado saw power outages, small fires, and downed tree branches over the weekend. Learn more about Saturday's windstorm in Local with Lee.
Then a handful of recognized people have been visiting CSU to speak with the community. You'll learn about that, plus hear a special Fool's Fest recap with Nick Salis in Life and Events with Tyler.
Later on in the broadcast, find out how Colorado is trying to keep life-saving medication affordable and more with Lee in Local News. And with that, we'll get started with campus news. Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax, and this is your Colorado State University campus news. Each year at Colorado State University, the university celebrates the achievements of those on campus, such as professors, students, and alumni. Several Provost Award winners were announced yesterday. University Distinguished Professor was announced as Jeffrey L. Collette, Junior PhD. The title of University Distinguished Professor is the highest award for the Provost Awards, as well as the highest honor of faculty members at CSU. The award is given to those who demonstrated excellence and produced extraordinary advancements in their field. Collette is recognized by many in his field internationally for his study and research on clouds and atmospheric aerosol particles. Other awards included Monfort Professor, which was awarded to Justin Sam Burr, PhD, the Board of Governors Excellence in Undergraduate Teaching Award that went to Jeffrey McLean, PhD, an Inclusive Excellence Award on staff to Kyle Oldham, and many more awards. You can find a complete list of the winners online on the university's website. Research at Colorado State University has predicted some intense weather to come in from the Atlantic Ocean this year. In areas that see tropical storms and named storms, those areas may be seeing much higher amounts of storms than typical, and the research comes out of Colorado State University. CSU is predicting that there will be 23 named storms coming this season, with one researcher at CSU saying it is the highest April forecast they've ever put out. For reference, the average Atlantic hurricane season has 14 named storms, and now the research at CSU shows that the United States coastline has a 62% chance of being hit by a major hurricane. The research from CSU has been widely seen in the media for their findings. Contributions for this story come from NBC News. And yesterday saw the solar eclipse across much of North America, and Colorado State University also got to join in on the event. While the solar eclipse was not a total solar eclipse in Fort Collins and here on campus at CSU, the campus did see the sun go dim with a partial solar eclipse. Many students gathered outside of the Laurie Student Center on the University Plaza to watch the event with special glasses and telescopes. CSU President Amy Parsons was also out there watching the solar eclipse with students on campus. That is all for campus news. Now here is Lee with your Northern Colorado local news, including a former Poudre School District teacher who pleads guilty to a crime involving children of the school.
In local news, a windstorm that brought 100-mile-an-hour gusts rocked the Front Range and other Colorado communities over the weekend. During the storm, Larimer County saw broken trees, power outages, and a handful of spot fires. On Saturday, some Larimer County locals were cut off from power as part of a planned outage that Xcel Energy says was to prepare for the storm. Wind can damage power lines if it's strong enough, and the company says a broken, energized line could spell fire danger. During the actual windstorm, the number of customers without power nearly tripled from wind damage. Today, some customers still have their lights down, and Xcel says it could take a couple more days to restore power completely. Outage maps showed nearly 20,000 people across northern Colorado, including Fort Collins, had their power cut over the weekend. In Larimer County, the highest wind speed reported from Saturday night was 93 miles an hour. Those winds were strong enough to rip branches off of trees, sending debris onto roads and trails in some parts of Larimer County. And multiple spot fires were reported near Horsetooth Rock during the storm Saturday night, and Poudre Fire Authority says firefighters had to cut through downed tree branches to deal with them. Information for this story comes from Denver 7 and the Coloradoan. A now former middle school teacher with Poudre School District pleaded guilty to child exploitation Friday. 61-year-old Robert Denise was facing accusations he sexually abused students in the early 2000s. He could now be facing up to 16 years behind bars or a supervised probation because of his plea agreement. Another possibility could combine those two sentences, where Denise would be jailed and then put on probation afterwards. The district attorney's office says that the former teacher's guilty plea now means Denise will have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. When Denise was arrested in April last year, he was originally charged with 2 counts of sexual assault on a child. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says a third charge was added later when another victim came forward. As part of Denise's guilty plea agreement, those charges were dismissed. As investigators were looking into his history working at Cache La Poudre Middle School, police say they got multiple calls about concerning behavior by Denise. Denise worked at the school for nearly 3 decades, starting in 1995. He was put on administrative leave early last year when police started their investigation, and a PSD spokesperson told reporters with the Coloradoan he officially retired from the school district Monday last week. Denise is scheduled for a sentence hearing next month on May 30th. For now, as his trial comes to a close, the potential impact he might have made could still carry on. There are resources out there if you happen to need them, whether or not it's related to this specific case. To name a few, iMatter Colorado offers some virtual counseling sessions in both English and Spanish, and you can find them online at imattercolorado.org. The Sexual Assault Victims Advocate Center can be reached by phone at 970-472-4200. You can find a more in-depth list of resources by the Larimer County Sheriff's Office. A coffee company started by a former firefighter is partnering up with Poudre Fire Authority to help give back to those in Fort Collins who are still in the work. Fire Department Coffee is donating part of their proceeds to PFA firefighters this month from every bag of special blends and shirts they sell as part of a fundraiser. The donations will go towards funding a union that represents the PFA, and their goal is to help firefighters and their families during times of need outside of work. The union itself has been around for firefighters in northern Colorado for a long time, and it's helped authorities deal with emergencies that affect their own homes as they fight to help the community as a whole. PFA Chief Derek Bergston says firefighters and their loved ones experience the same difficulties that they try to protect the community from, and that's why he believes the donations are needed and why he agreed to partner with Fire Department Coffee for the fundraiser. Bergston says the coffee partnership gives the community a chance to give back to those who serve them. The shirts coming out of the fundraiser are designed with a tribute to the Fire Authority and Fort Collins. The shirts show a ram wearing a firefighter uniform and riding a raft down the Poudre River. If you're interested in seeing the shirt design for yourself, or if you want to learn more about the fundraiser, that information is available online at the Fire Department Coffee website. Information for this story is based on reporting by CBS News. That'll be all for local news today. My name is Lee Zimpel. Coming up, CSU has been visited by a handful of prominent people, from a groundbreaking journalist to an influential athlete. Tyler will go over who spoke with the campus community and more when we come back from the break.
for KCSU comes from Foco MX, a two-day music festival featuring over 300 local music acts representing a wide range of genres playing in numerous venues in downtown Fort Collins on April 19th and 20th. For information on lineup and wristbands, visit focoma.org/focomx.
Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax, and welcome back from the break. I'm here to break down your life stories and future events happening in Fort Collins and at CSU. Colorado State University has seen a lot of speakers here on campus lately. The acclaimed journalist Julia Ioffe came to campus on April 2nd to talk to students here at CSU who discussed democracy and journalism. This event was part of the university's Year of Democracy, and the speaker talked on many subjects of the themes of democracy, both in the United States and globally. Another speaker that was on campus recently was Riley Gaines with her Reclaim Feminism event. The former University of Kentucky swimmer has been openly against transgender athletes in women's sports and is pursuing a lawsuit against the NCAA on the matter. Gaines spoke on many topics such as religion, transgender athletes, and more during the event, which was filled with a mixed room of attendees. Coverage comes from and additional information on these speaker events can be found on the Rocky Mountain Collegian's website. For fans of theater, you are in luck as the premiere of Big Fish recently premiered in Fort Collins. The story tells the unique relationship between a father and his son and is based off the popular book, movie, and theater performance. That performance will be in Fort Collins, and Big Fish will be in Fort Collins until April 20th at the Lincoln Center. At the University Center for the Arts in Griffin Hall, you can catch the performance of Jazz Combos. Jazz Combos will perform many jazz standards and original music. That concert will be Wednesday and Thursday night starting at 7:30 p.m. And also Thursday night is Hello Kenny and DJ Nick Raw. These two DJs will be performing at the Aggie Theater Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. Now here is Nick Salis with a feature story on KCSU's own punk rock festival that took place here on campus last week. Hear interviews from some of the bands and the people that made this year's Fool Fest happen.
If it stinks, let us know.
Annually, KCSU hosts a live concert on campus. In the fall semester, there's Battle of the Bands, and in the spring, Fool's Fest.
I'm here with Grace Brummett, who was at Fool's Fest this year.
I really enjoyed the last band, Jesus Christ Taxi Driver. Their sound was really good. Their vocals were really good, and I really enjoyed the crowd. Everyone just seemed to be in a really good mood. Music brings people together. It's a really great event, and it's a really nice way to kick off the spring, kick off summer.
After their set, I managed to get a hold of Eric and Adam from the band Feedlot, during which we discussed the music being played at Fool's Fest.
The lineup they had this year was like a very good mix of just like fun rock and I guess like leaning punk. I don't know, they kind of made it a more punky one this year, and I'd say we're punk adjacent, so.
I'm here with Riley Hilbert, the local music director here at KCSU, who also happened to be running Fool's Fest.
Hey, excited to be here. I have to say that my highlight was just seeing all of the organizations and the bands kind of come together and just seeing all of KCSU staff and volunteers really just uniting, hanging out, having a good time, working really hard. We had some amazing volunteers that really saved the day for us. And just seeing everyone come together was really cool. We had 7 bands this year, which I don't want to change because that was awesome. I loved having 7 bands, but maybe allowing a little bit more time because we had about 5 to 10 minute changeovers between bands and we got behind schedule pretty quickly. But that's music, I guess. That's live music. Last year's theme was our poster was a clown, a jester. I know that this year we kind of wanted to carry that on and continue that theme. So I think it was really cool to see last year's Fool's Fest theme roll into this year's. Honestly, I think the whole thing about Fool's Fest, it's just Fort Collins live music, doing what you want, being true to yourself. So if you're in a band and you're having a fun time doing cool things and just being true to yourself, then your band's a great fit for Fool's Fest. We usually aim to have it on April Fool's Day, but if April Fool's Day is like a Monday or something, we usually try to not do it on that. So that's why it was April 4th this year.
Fool's Fest saw success with a large turnout, plenty of bands, and good weather. If you missed it this year, it's an annual KCSU event. This has been Nick Salis reporting for KCSU.
That is all for Life and Events coverage. Coming up next is Lee with your national news coverage. Learn more about a woman who stole the president's daughter's diary and was sent to jail.
Hey, this is Sean Howard from Mean Old Man. You're listening to 90.5 KCSU. Keep it mean, but don't get bitter.
And we are back from the break. Now we'll go over the latest headlines in national news. Colorado is trying to keep vital medication like EpiPens or insulin affordable across the state. Lawmakers are trying to crack down on drug makers who refuse to sell in Colorado because of already existing price caps, and one generic brand drug company is pushing back in federal court. In recent years, Colorado put a limit to how high out-of-pocket costs could be for life-saving medication to treat diabetes or severe allergies. Insulin, which is notoriously expensive, has been more affordable for Coloradans since those price caps were passed. Insulin makers have mostly complied with the law, but some companies that make other important medication have been avoiding selling in Colorado altogether. Colorado Senator Dylan Roberts is one of the supporters of the original bills that put those price caps in place, and now the new bill in the works to more strictly enforce those price caps is one he says he wishes lawmakers did not have to do. The new bill would let Colorado pursue drug makers under the Colorado Consumer Protection Act. If companies do not reimburse pharmacies for pulling meds off the shelves or replacing the pulled products, they would be facing penalties for refusing to sell or reimburse drugs because of the price caps. Fines companies would face would be up to $10,000 a month. The updated bill would raise the stakes against drug makers prioritizing profit, and Roberts says the idea is to send a message. A company called Teva sells the generic version of EpiPens, which is a medication used to stabilize dangerous allergic reactions. Teva is suing Colorado in federal court, and they say Colorado's affordability program threatens their company with how high penalties already are. According to the Denver Post, the Attorney General's office says Teva has not shown any evidence of real losses so far, and that public safety outweighs the company's concerns. A Florida woman was sentenced to a month in prison and 3 months of home confinement for stealing and selling President Biden's daughter's diary. Amy Harris was sentenced today in Manhattan federal court, and the judge who decided it says Harris's actions were, quote, despicable. Harris stole Biden's daughter's diary 4 years ago and sold it to a conservative group called Project Veritas. Harris says she found Ashley Biden's diary and other items of hers at a friend's home in Florida in 2020. Prosecutors say the president's daughter thought her items were safely stored there during a temporary stay at the home that year in the spring. In court, Harris was crying and apologized for the selling of those private writings, saying she did not believe she is above the law. 2 years ago, Harris pled guilty to a conspiracy charge, admitting she got $20,000 out of Project Verita from selling personal items belonging to the president's daughter. In total, Project Veritas paid $40,000 for those items. Project Veritas is a self-identified news organization, and it's known for doing hidden camera stings, aiming to embarrass news outlets, labor organizations, and Democratic politicians. During her sentencing, the judge said Harris sold the diary to the group for reasons of greed and for political impact or influence. Harris's defense attorney argued against prison time, saying his client's life was traumatic and that the money was for caring for her kids while recovering from a history of domestic violence. Prosecutors who called for time behind bars said Harris showed a history of disrespecting the law and the justice system, and that in this case, Biden's daughter was the victim and not Harris herself. This story comes from the Associated Press. That'll wrap up national news for now. My name is Lee Zimpel. We're going to take a break, but after that, Tyler will come back with the latest stories in CSU and Colorado sports.
Tarkus, and you're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
I tried to run it through.
Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax with your CSU Sports and Colorado Sports coverage. Spring preseason is still in progress for the Colorado State Rams volleyball team. The women's volleyball team is preparing to take on several more teams in the month of April. The team has been hard at work to prepare for the fall season. With new changes coming to the game, with one being the NCAA rule to allow double contact, the Rams are preparing for the shift in the sport. The Rams will play Wyoming and the University of Northern Colorado this April, and then the Rams' first game of the regular season will be played in the fall 2024 semester. Colorado State University's women's golf team recently wrapped up round one of the Chattanooga Classic. CSU finished with 12 strokes over 296, and the Rams are as of now only 6 strokes behind East Tennessee State. Coming up Tuesday, April 16th, we'll see the Rams in California for the Mountain West Championship Day 1. Colorado sports betting has seen an increase in recent years, with the month of February seeing a total sports betting handle of $536.9 million. Compared to February of last year, this is a 26.3% increase. Even with the increase from February of last year, February saw a 10% decrease, saw a 10% decrease from January of this year. Since Colorado legalized sports gambling in 2020, the industry has exploded, with several large operators in the state, including BetMGM, BetRivers, DraftKings, and more. Signs point to an increase in sports betting in the state and across the nation. This story comes from SBC Americas. And the Rockies had their opening day this past Friday in Denver, playing the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rockies won their first home game of the season in fashion with a walk-off grand slam to end the game 10-7, marking the second win of their season. That grand slam was hit by Ryan McMahon. The Rockies' celebration ended there as they lost the remainder of their series in Denver to the Rays. The Rockies did secure win number 3 of the season yesterday, though, against Arizona. That'll wrap it up for sports. My name is Tyler Weatherwax, and coming up now is Lee with your weather forecast for Fort Collins.
Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, and we'll see a low of 38. Tonight should be a pretty calm one in terms of wind. We should be feeling a gentle breeze, unlike the weekend's windstorm. Wednesday, we'll start up with a small chance for rain showers before noon, then we'll move into a brief chance of thunderstorms until around 3 p.m. before the chance for showers continues throughout the day. Overall, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 61. Wednesday night, we'll see a little bit of cloud coverage and a low around 30 degrees. Winds will be light and scattered and will pick up slightly after midnight. Thursday, we'll see a high of 64 degrees and a sunny, clear sky. It should feel fairly nice out that day. The breeze will be mostly gentle, and it should help it keep from feeling too hot outside. Thursday night will stay mostly clear as it reaches a low of 36. The breeze from the day should carry over into the evening, but it should stay fairly calm as well throughout into the next morning. The rest of the weather forecast will be at the end of our next show. We'll come back on Thursday at 4 p.m. Information for this forecast comes from the National Weather Service.
And that is all for today. We would like to thank Damian Castile for our amazing theme music. We would also like to thank the rest of our staff here at KCSU and Rocky Mountain Student Media. We couldn't do this without you.
Finally, we couldn't do this without you, dear listener, so thank you. If you missed any part of today's show, you can find the RMR podcast on kcsufm.com under the news or podcast section. You can also find us on Spotify or anywhere else you listen to your podcasts by searching KCSU News. And with that, we'll see you next time.